prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday, which means we start off with science for humans. We're going to talk about statin drugs today. More bad news for those of you who take them. And then a little bit later in the show, we're going to be joined by John Jacklish and Tim Bruce to talk about possibly one of the most amazing workout products you've ever seen in your life. You know, I'm a big proponent of training at the gym. But sometimes you can't, and you should always have something at home that you can train with. Well, wait until you see the X3 bar. That's all I'm going to say. And, of course, we have to thank All American Pharmaceutical for a generous title sponsorship that they provide to the show to keep it going. If you go to superhumanradio.net and click one of the EFX Sports banner ads, you can actually get six of their most popular products absolutely free. Just pay shipping. $5.99, legitimately, just pay shipping, and get a bunch of really great stuff because they believe that you should try the products before you buy the products.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. J?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you, Carl?
Good, good. This is an interesting discussion today. Statin drugs are possibly one of the most popular drugs prescribed today. I know people. I have a friend who is in his early 40s and has been taking statin drugs already for probably about 6 or 7 years. And what we're going to talk about today is brand new research just published this month. But I want to put this in the context of all the other things we know about statin drugs. We know that statin drugs cause type 2 diabetes. We know that statin drugs lead to dementia. We know that statin drugs lead to muscle wasting. And we know that statin drugs lead to something called myalgia, which is this phantom pain that statin drug users complain about, muscle pain that doctors really can't figure out. Add to that this new study that was a joint effort between the United States and the Netherlands. They looked at muscle function in statin drug users. And what they found was mitochondrial impairment, contractile force impairment, strength reduced from statin drugs. Does that shock you?
You know, it doesn't. And for those of you that don't know what statin drugs are, they are prescribed because people have high cholesterol, or I'm seeing doctors now prescribing it because they think you may end up with higher cholesterol or you're just at the top. And what happens is this drug works by shutting down your liver's production of cholesterol. So again, you know, our liver produces cholesterol because cholesterol is one of the most important components for hormone production, one of them being testosterone. So again, very, very important. So no, that doesn't surprise me at all. But what are they going to do about it? Nothing.
Well, it's interesting because you said to me, well, of course it's going to affect strength because it does reduce testosterone. And that's true, too, because people who use statin drugs, they have lower cholesterol. Cholesterol is the building block for the 8-carbon form of pregnenolone, which leads to progesterone, testosterone, estradiol. All the sex hormones are compromised when you use statin drugs. But this is shocking to me, and I'll tell you why it's even shocking to me. Right now, cholesterol medications are being prescribed as anti-inflammatory drugs because when the cat was out of the bag, that cholesterol medications did not keep you from having a second heart attack. They didn't keep you from having a first heart attack. They didn't protect you against heart attack at all. The pharmaceutical industry had to go, uh-oh, we need to repurpose this stuff because we can't give up billions of dollars of revenue just because the product doesn't work. So they're being prescribed for inflammation now as well. And I think that the The thing that I find most shocking is by impairing mitochondrial oxidative ability, hence energy, they may actually also be linked to cancer. And I tell you why, because we know from Dr. Thomas Seyfried's work, Cancer as a Metabolic Disorder, that the mitochondria undergoes anaerobic respiration changes before cancer cells start. When you start fooling with the mitochondrial function, you're really doing something dangerous, in my humble opinion.
Let me ask you something. Do you think the drug companies already knew this?
I'm gonna give them a pass. No, because they don't care about this.
Okay. See, and that's kind of where I was getting at is they didn't care to look at, you know, all of these different things. And, you know, punch the bear. poke the bear. You know, it's just really frustrating because the billions and trillions of dollars that they have the capability and knowledge of really understanding these drugs. And they don't care. You know, how can you develop one drug for something, then go, you know what? It's not working. So let's use it now for this, because they're now finding some other thing. But what they don't tell us is how effective it is at either of those things. And, you know, I go back telling you, I've been in many shows where I've had Pfizer and these guys, these drug reps next to me, and we're looking at research. And I remember saying to Pfizer, how come your statin drug only works 50% of the time? And he was like, oh, yeah, it doesn't work any better than our placebo. What the heck?
That's amazing. Well, I blame the FDA for that. I mean, look, so the reality is that statin drugs are built on the false premise that cholesterol is what causes atherosclerotic plaque buildup. And this was brought about by Dr. Ansel Keys when he worked with herbivores, rabbits, and fed them a lot of cholesterol, and they got plaque in their arteries. And he said, oh, see, plaque is built up from cholesterol. The drug companies don't have to prove that lowering cholesterol reduces heart attacks. That's already been established by Dr. Ansel Keys. They just have to prove that their drugs lower cholesterol. That's the only endpoint they care about.
Right. And you know, that's what is the saddening thing, is they don't have to care about the side effects. And again, I'm going back to, this is hearing it straight from the horse's mouth. I said, in your studies, do people die? And they looked at me like, are you stupid? Well, of course, we're expecting a few casualties. And I'm like, you're kidding me. Well, yeah, people are going to die, but that's how they test things. And, you know, again, it's really appalling because people are all bent out about using animals for test subjects, yet it's okay for humans to get a free bottle and they may die.
Isn't that interesting? All the animal activists, people want to free the animals, but they don't care about the people that are being hurt by these drugs.
No.
That's really interesting.
And, you know, not to get off topic, but, you know, I've been at FDA with an orphan drug for my cresilazine for juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. Now they call it the idiopathic. It cures arthritis. And the next study that they wanted me to do, they wanted me to go find 150 kids and make them go off their medication in order to prove for the third time that this product works. Now, how stupid is that?
Yeah.
What parent is going to take their kids off of arthritis medicine, you know, that's helping them to walk?
Well, you'd have to pay. So that's a lot of these studies. The reason that they get people to do this stuff is because they pay them to take risks.
But they find people who are desperate that are in situations where, you know, they've had 15 heart attacks, or, you know, they're dying from cancer and they're looking for any type of thing. And again, you know, if a few people die, no big deal.
So this particular study, I just want to get some information from it. I'm actually looking at the actual study itself. This study was studying statin myopathy. So myopathy is muscle weakness. We know that people that take statin drugs, they develop weaker muscles. What they discovered was statin use attenuated substrate use during maximal exercise performance, substrate use being probably free fatty acids as well as glucose. Induced muscle fatigue during repeated muscle contractions and decreased muscle mitochondrial oxidative capacity. This suggests disturbances in mitochondrial oxidative capacity occur with statin use, even in patients without induced muscle complaints. Now, think about that. So while there is a large portion of statin users that get they get myalgia, they get pain in their muscles, this is happening even if you don't get the pain in your muscles. This is still going on. This is scary to me because the heart's a muscle too.
Oh, yeah.
If this impairs oxidative capacity of muscle mitochondria and muscle fibers, it's doing that to the heart too. So that means the heart is probably working harder, and maybe statin drugs lead to heart failure over time and cardiac myopathy.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, just looking at their conclusions, you know, this was a good study. I mean,
well done study. Yes.
Well, you know, Carl, what do people do? I mean, they trust their doctor. They go in, you know, and this is interesting because I went before and I went and looked at one of the doctor's listings for some of the statin drugs. And they are saying, we know that exercise, changing your diet will probably take care of your cholesterol, but we know you don't have time.
Or you don't have the intention. Right, right.
Yeah. We've got a thing for it. Come on, folks. You know, get on a treadmill. You know, adjust your diet. There's nobody that – I understand sugar is addictive, but you know what? Addictions can be broke. But you got to want to be able to do that.
Yes.
Don't you agree? I mean, if you don't
I agree completely. So the guy that I was referencing, a friend of mine who has been on statin drugs for quite a few years already, and he's in his 40s, I convinced him to get off his statin drugs. And – because of all this research, the dementia, the diabetes, the muscle wasting, all this sort of stuff. So I said, but now look, if you stop taking these statin drugs and don't adjust your diet, you are going to see a rebound. Your doctor's going to go, oh, no, you got to go back on because your cholesterol is 300. Yeah. So he said, what do I have to do? Like cut back on red meat? No. Cut back on the starchy carbohydrates. Yeah. Cut back on the sugar. That is what influences triglycerides. It's not the fat in your diet. Yeah. The doctors don't care that they're wrong.
You know, and I got a patent 2 years ago on, I can't market it as a cholesterol lowering item, but that's what we proved. And it took me 5 years to get that patent issued because the drug companies were trying to keep me from doing that because they knew that there was a better way of lowering cholesterol than what they were doing with these statins. So again, it can be done. It's not that complex.
Well,
you know, but you've got to do some work too.
The best statin regulating drug in the world is a common B vitamin that you can buy at any grocery store. It's called niacin.
Yep.
So niacin is the gold standard that all statin drugs are compared to.
Yeah.
Because it does two things very well. It increases receptors in the liver that take LDL out. Keep in mind, it doesn't stop you from producing cholesterol. It makes you more efficient at flushing it out. So the bad cholesterol, what it does is it increases receptors in the liver that attach to LDL cholesterol and get it out, but it reduces receptors in the liver that catch HDL. So it raises HDL at the same time while it's lowering LDL. No statin drug in the world does that. This is a common B vitamin. If you buy, if you're taking statin drugs right now and you're going, okay, I'm scared. I go to the gym. I take creatine to get a couple extra reps. And now my statin drug is killing that. It's not even making it work.
Yeah.
What do? You cut back on your starchy and sugary carbohydrates. And you take 500 milligrams of slow-release niacin that you could buy at a grocery store. It's got to be nicotinic acid because the potassium version doesn't work.
Right.
The flush-free doesn't work. But the slow-release keeps it from causing you to get itchy and flushed. And you take one or two of those a day. and your LDL will come down and your HDL will go up and your doctor will be happy and you're not poisoning yourself any longer.
No, your doctor would do like my going, how do you keep your cholesterol low? He said to me, you must not eat any red meat. You're a vegetarian. I go, dude, you know I'm a meatitarian, man. I said, I don't eat sugar.
There you go.
The sugar. Then he goes, sugar doesn't cause high cholesterol. And, you know, it's not even worth. I got done with my last appointment, and I sarcastically said, I ought to bill you for this session.
Yeah.
And he got mad at me because I'm sitting there providing him with information that he should be telling me about.
And he can't tell you because he knows nothing about nutrition because he doesn't believe nutrition plays any role in managing disease.
Yeah.
It's so sad. So the product that you created that helps to normalize lipids in the blood, how does it work?
You know, so when you talk about how it works, this is what's called a mechanism of action. Now, most pharmaceutical drugs do not know how their drugs work.
Right.
They have not a mechanism of action.
Right.
So with this particular item, there is a hypothesis, but of course we haven't gone on to do the whole mechanism of action. But literally, you know, cholesterol is processed through the liver. So it helps to get the cholesterol out of the liver, but it also helps to go in and break up fat deposits and redeposit them back into your bloodstream.
So you could use them. You could burn them.
Absolutely. So there are transporters. Basically, it's a trimethylated choline compound. Very, very complex.
Interesting.
Now, here's what the whole pharmaceutical companies were fighting me on. Because the first 30 days, guess what happens? Your cholesterol goes up.
Right.
Well, duh. You take a statin drug, the first 30 days, your cholesterol goes up.
Because your body wants cholesterol, and it goes, what the hell is going on? And it produces more. You're absolutely right.
It's putting more in your bloodstream.
Right.
You know, now you've got to burn it. So just your daily activity, you know, you are now metabolizing these fats, similar to like a keto thing where we're trying to get the body to burn ketones. Again, once we can get it deposited into the bloodstream, the body knows what to do. The tough thing is once it's deposited and stored as fat, now you have a whole different situation. So very, very interesting compound. I will have it on the market here by next month. And I know a lot of people have been waiting for many years. And, you know, when I tell them why it has taken so long, you know, they don't understand that it isn't just something you can make and bring right out. You know, you got to make sure it's safe. You got to get all of the government regulations. And of course, when you're dealing with patent offices, this is a global patent. So it took a lot of time.
Will you be able to market it as a supplement that will help people with dyslipidemia? Or does the FDA go, no, you can't do that?
No, they were very explicit that you market it for anything like that. You mentioned the C word. It's a new drug. You got to go through the drug process.
So, isn't that something?
So in the patent, now all the research, so, you know, I'll be able to reference the research and people can go read about all that in the patent because it does show how it lowered cholesterol. But, you know, of course, we can't market. But that's the difference between a drug and a dietary supplement. You know, if you want to do your due diligence and pay all the money to prove that it does something, then it now becomes a drug. Other than that, it's a dietary supplement and it could be marketed without any claims.
Interesting story. BASF, the huge British company, have their hands in everything, right? They're like our who makes Post-it notes? The company that makes the Post-it notes. I can't think of their name right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, they spent 7 years and millions of dollars studying our alpha lipoic acid as an anti-diabetic drug, and they proved that it worked and it was not toxic and it was superior to any of the other drugs out there that were being offered for diabetes at the time. But then when it came time for them to patent it, they found out that they couldn't. It was just the our form of lipoic acid, and lipoic acid had been around for a long time. It occurs in nature. So they abandoned it. Now, keep in mind, they had all this research they had done that showed that it worked as an anti-diabetic drug. But because they couldn't patent it, they couldn't make any money on it, so they abandoned it. So a guy that I know in Florida found all their research. This is about 15 years ago. Found all their research, cited their research, and gave it a name that had something like glucose in it, right? Glucosolve or something like that. And he was selling it into CVS and Walgreens and all these stores. And people were snatching it up, and they were going, it works, and they're buying it. Well, the companies that make anti-diabetic drugs got wise. They put pressure on the FDA. The FDA went after him, and they ruined his life. They shut him down. They destroyed him financially, and all because and obviously CVS and Walgreens had to take it off the shelves. Yeah, it worked. It was shown to work, and just because the company that showed that it worked couldn't make the money on it, they abandoned it. So he wasn't allowed to cite that science any longer.
Yeah, and that's the problem with, you know, the drug companies is they have so much money and they're able to manipulate the government. You know, and again, I've been there in meetings where it was me, my one or two research people and 16 FDA people. And I'm there with my orphan drug and the lead doctor, rude, went on to tell me that I should go get a consultant. I mean, the problem is they don't want anything that is a dietary supplement being a drug. They do not want it because they know we got zero claims and we will make a bad rap on their whole deal going in with something with zero claims, with zero side effects.
I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to pick it up talking about a recent study that was flipped on its side to mean the wrong thing. And I think you and I actually talked about this not too long ago. And that is the effects of cholesterol on stem cell deployment in the body. Very, very important. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out.
Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Age Force's popular DHEA plus pregnenolone patches. Buy one, get one free. That's right. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and take advantage of this amazing patch that delivers both DHEA and pregnenolone through the skin into the bloodstream. Again, superhumanradio.net listeners, go to the website and click the Age Force buy one, get one free DHEA and pregnenolone patch today. Take advantage of this amazing offer.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Listen up, y'all, because this is it.
Welcome back. This is Science for Humans. We're talking about statin drugs today. An important discussion, actually. And the reason that this is so important is that so many people out there are taking statin drugs for cholesterol. And while it's not even protecting them against future heart attacks, it is doing some horrible things to them. So recently, a study was published that implicated cholesterol in actually causing cancer. And the supposition of the study was that cholesterol increases stem cell production. And stem cells can turn into cancer. But stem cells can also turn into kidneys and heart tissue and brain tissue. And instead of someone going, wait a minute, we're spending all this money on stem cell research to take stem cells out of people, differentiate them and shoot them back into them to repair tissue. And you're telling me that by eating more cholesterol in my diet will actually increase the production of stem cells in my body? That's a good thing, not a bad thing. It's crazy.
Yeah, what a joke.
Cholesterol is important. Cholesterol is, every cell membrane in your body is made of cholesterol, highly dense in your brain. I mean, you don't want to limit cholesterol. You want to limit inflammation. You want to limit the things that actually do lead to atherosclerotic plaque buildup. But it's not cholesterol that's doing it.
Yeah. And you know, I think that there are very few things that just happen in our body. Most of them are from external sources, you know. And they wanted to put a spin on why you should take all their drugs. Because, again, cholesterol is losing its value, you know. They tried to kill the meat market, you know. I mean, all the scams and things not to do. And here's their last attempt to me is to, again, discredit cholesterol instead of educating and talking about, again, the importance of it. And your body has to have it. No cholesterol, your body ceases to live. You die. I'm sorry. That's why your body produces it.
Right. Well, look what happens when you try to artificially lower it with these drugs. Muscles stop working. Muscles start to break down. Dementia, type 2 diabetes, stem cell production. These are all things that you need in order to survive and thrive. They're not bad.
And I wonder if all these muscular disorders aren't from these type of drugs, too. I mean, you know, they're trying to always find some cure or something that they created. You know, we didn't have high cholesterol years ago.
Nobody paid attention to it.
And, you know, it first came into popularity. I believe it was, I can't think of the president's name.
It was in the 70s, wasn't it? Was it in the 70s?
Yeah, 60s, 70s. He had a heart attack, and they found out that he had plaque buildup. And this is where the drug companies jumped in, because he realized that it was exercise and diet. The drug companies jumped in and said, oh, President, I don't remember who it was.
Was it Jimmy Carter? No, it wasn't Jimmy Carter, right?
No, it was back before him. It was actually back in the 30s or 40s.
Okay.
But anyhow, that's where the whole drug company started to come up with a solution to it. But that then created a whole bunch of other ailments. I mean, diabetes on the rise. Why? Besides diet and exercise, because of these drugs.
Yeah, these drugs, they're horrible. They really are. And yeah. Again, I'm going to say this one last time for those of you who are just tuning in late. If you want to get off your statin drugs, you can. You should work with your doctor and insist. Say, I want to come off these. If he says you can't, say, I think you're wrong. Cut out the starchy and sugary carbs. Start taking 500 milligrams of slow-release niacin. You could buy it at your grocery store for like $8 for like 250 of them. And take one to two of those a day with meals, and your cholesterol will be fine, and you don't have to take statin drugs and have these kind of problems.
Yeah.
So it's easy.
Get on an exercise program.
Exercise increases HDL. Think about that.
Yes.
Exercise increases good cholesterol. Right.
Yeah. And you know, don't tell me you don't have time, because, Carl, is anybody busier than you and I?
No.
No. Again, it's all about prioritizing. And how long do you want to live? Do you want to be around to see your grandkids graduate high school or college, or even your kids? I mean, come on, folks. You know, you take better care of your car and your stuff than you do your own body. So take a little time, twice a week, 20 minutes on the treadmill, go outside, walk around the block, walk in the house, jump rope, jump up and down. There's a lot of things.
Stand during the commercials of TV shows. I mean, there's so many things you can do. Dr. J,
sit down, do squats on the couch.
Yes. before we end this segment, how is the 6 free samples going?
Yeah, well, I mean, crazy. I mean, people have commented right and left about they've never seen anything like this, because they're not used to being able to get something for free to evaluate. You know, one of the things when you go to Costco, that's why they sample, because they want you to try it.
Right.
You know, sampling works. Well, we're the same way. Give it a try. And, you know, you have a lot of different things that come in there. So it is really working. But I think it really is giving people more confidence in EFX Sports that they can try it first. And I also wanted to mention my new book.
Yes.
BCAAs.
Okay. The definitive book on branched chain amino acids. Is that right?
This is it. Tells you everything you need to know about BCAAs, where they come from, what they do, why you need them. So again, you can go to EFXSports.com. I just got word the other day that Barnes & Noble is picking up the whole line. So I think in about a month, you'll be able to also get those at BarnesandNoble.com. Right now, it's just at EFXSports.com, or you always email Dr. Jeff, Dr. J at ALLAMPH.com, and I'll send you a ebook. Absolutely.
There you go. It doesn't get better than that. All right, brother. Thank you so much for everything, okay?
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. Talk to you later. We are going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to the greatest piece of exercise equipment that you are not already using. Stay tuned. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again,
That's EFXSports.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
If you listen to this show, chances are you can save up to 30% on life insurance. If you don't have life insurance, you're being reckless, and you're going to leave the people you love with a burden. So go to healthiq.com/SHR. Take the quiz and see just how much money you can save on life insurance. I just did it, and I'm switching. And check it out. So Tim Bruce, who's going to be on with us in a second, who handles sales for Superhuman Radio, turned me on to a guy and a product. And I got to tell you something. You know how I feel about training at home. We all like to go to the gym, and we all like to go out to eat. But you don't unplug your refrigerator and your stove and get rid of them, because there are days where you're going to have to cook at home, and the same is true of training. There are days where you can't get to the gym for whatever reason, and you still want to have a good workout. And maybe you don't want to buy a Smith machine and a bunch of other stuff, a squat rack, dumbbells, barbells, and you want to get a really, really, really intense workout. Well, my next guest is John Jackish. How you doing, John?
Fantastic. You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you great.
And yeah, it's pronounced Jaquish.
Jaquish. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And you
deserve to have your name pronounced properly, because I predict that history will show that your contribution to physical culture by coming up with the X3 bar is well deserved. So before we start telling people about X3 bar, and I'm going to tell everybody something right now. You have to be open-minded when we start talking about this, because you're going to think you know what this is, and you don't. How did you come up with this? What was the deal behind it?
So my background is in bone density research. I invented a device that puts axial compression. So like this is the axis of bone, mm-hmm. the length of the bone. And we put force through that bone in positions where we would naturally absorb high impact forces. So like you trip and fall, you protect yourself, or how a gymnast lands, and there's mm-hmm. four very specific positions how we absorb impact. In fact,
we saw this in professional basketball or college basketball when a couple years ago, the guy came down and his leg just snapped.
Yeah, his tibia came right
yes.
to his skin. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the best way to build bone density is through high impact force. That's the way we naturally do it. However, that's an out of control event. So I created an in control event monitored by robotics and software. And there's clinics. There's 50 of them in the United States, and now they're opening in Sweden and Spain, the UK and Italy, and that's called OsteoStrong. So there's this chain of clinics. It's growing very fast. Tony Robbins is a business partner. And so I've been doing this and really just looking at high impact ranges. Now, what was very interesting to me is when I got to sit down and watch some of the research being done. So I wrote the research protocol, meaning I told the doctors who were going to run the study at the hospital in London how to do it, how to use the device properly. And then I leave and they run the study mm-hmm. just to keep the conflict of interest, you know, away
right.
from that. Right. right. And yeah, it's gotta be their study. So when we did it, they're reporting back all the numbers of how they're taking these deconditioned postmenopausal females. Now these females were putting 7, 8, 9 times their body weight through their hip joint. That's the way the device was designed.
Right.
And it dawned upon me when they were reporting back these numbers, and these physicians are just, their minds are blown, because most people can pick up a little bit more than their body weight.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas not multiples like that. And by the way, the minimum dose response for bone growth is 4.2 multiples of body weight through the hip.
Really?
So people who think they're going to go out for a walk and help their bone density, yeah, they're not doing anything. So, what was amazing to me is when I look at that and some of the researchers said, what is this compared to like what people normally lift? Well, I went and found the answer to that, which the American College of Sports Medicine keeps very careful data on how much loading people put through their lower extremities. And it was anywhere between 1.3 and 1.53 multiples of body weight on average. This is 95% of the population. So yes, there are some people who go past 1.5 times their body weight when they squat or whatever, but ultimately, we're looking at the broad population. People aren't getting to the 4.2, but here is the big issue here. If I look at what people can do with full range of motion, which means you're limited by your weaker range of motion, hence
right.
we call it the weaker range. So like studies on bench press sticking point, this is all part of the same discussion. So when we look at that, and then we look at what a human is capable of at extension. So like when I'm in a bench press, when my arm is out here, what am I capable of with 120 degree angle of inclusion, upper to lower arm, is incredible. It's actually 7 times greater
right.
than what I'm capable of in the weaker range of motion. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, we're missing out. We are leaving the gains at the gym. We're not getting it.
But the reality is that aside from elite lifters, very few yeah. are putting 4 times their body weight
right.
on a bar and squatting it.
Even elite lifters aren't really. you know, we're talking about take all the elite lifters that can do that, and you can put them in one school bus.
And to touch on what something you said, the thing lifts like rack pulls have become very, very popular. Why? Because it's only in the strong portion of the lift, right? The very top of the movement, 900 pounds on the bar. You can't deadlift 900 pounds, but you can do rack pulls with 900 pounds. The same is true of board pressing, right? You start out with four boards because this is where you're strong. And then you go to three boards and you gently start to nudge the muscles to catch up to where your strong point is. The problem is
they never really catch up because that means your strong range is a lot stronger.
It's getting stronger too. Exactly.
And there's a couple different answers. There's the shortness of muscle and the efficiency of how much muscle is engaged. So the shorter a muscle is, the more force is capable of until it locks out and then it kind of shuts off. And then there's also the mechanical leverage point. You know, back here, the lever arm moment of my bones here, my humerus, my radius, my ulna, they're poor. But out here, I'm axially loading these things.
Right.
So now they're more powerful. So it all kind of goes together in when we talk about like functional exercise, which is the most misused, overused term. You know, the function of a muscle is to shorten. Right. So you can say anything's functional.
Right.
Anything movement wise. But what's most important is if you look at how we behave when we run, we use 7 degrees of flexion of the knee joint, but we have 180 available. Why is that? Sprinters use even less.
Right.
Than say a distance runner. So, and when you go to pick something up, you don't try and make sure you get into the weak range of your spinal erectors. Mm-mm-mm. You're going to go for the stronger range.
Right.
And so we already choose the stronger range of motion, but then when we go to the gym, we make sure we go through a full range of motion, which has incredible benefits. But so as I was doing this research, then I started looking at, all right, like who's experimented with variable resistance? Now, I didn't really know a whole lot. I played rugby in university, but so I knew something about athletics, but really wasn't an avid lifter or anything like that. I lifted, never really got much results out of it. I was a pretty average guy. And then I started reading about Westside Barbell and how they would add bands and chains to some of their lifts. And then there was a great study done by Professor Anderson with Cornell athletes, and they divided the athletes into two different groups. One group did they used less resistance than what they would normally use, and then added bands. So let's say they had X weight here, and then at extension, let's say 1.2X or 1.3X. So hyperloading the strong range and offloading the weak range, they grew three times the amount of muscle. I should say strength. I mean, muscle and strength go together, but three times the amount of strength in that given period of time compared to the control group who was just doing their regular training tested pre to post.
Right.
So ultimately I look at both groups were lifting weights. The difference is one group added bands. So, and I take that and this is another thing because people will look at the science of X3 and go, well, it's not this. And they pull one sentence out of one study and they don't know how to read scientific documentation because there's a reason I have multiple references.
Right.
It's because I'm pulling things from different places. So then when you look at my research out of London and you take the two and you kind of cross observe, forget the weight. We need more variance.
Yes. Yes. It's actually dynamic loading. And the interesting thing about your device, and it's brilliant. It's actually brilliantly simplistic.
It's so simple.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, any of us who's ever, I used to bow hunt, right? I could pull a 100-pound recurve, but I could pull a 170-pound compound easily, right? Because it breaks. It's easy to pull here, but then because of the pulleys, it gets to the 140 pounds here. And I'm strong here. I can't get it to move from here to here if it's 140 pounds, but I can get it.
It's leveraging your biomechanics, right?
It's dynamically loading. And this is what you've created. You've created a device that is so simple. You could put it in a briefcase. You could put it in a luggage. You could put it in the drawer. You could travel with it. But it's so intelligent because you made some modifications to an existing approach, bands, that actually allow you to load. Like, you could squat with this. And we're going to bring Tim on in a second because he's been training with it since he's got his. Mine is being shipped. And so you get an amazing workout. You get an amazing pump. And you feel the strength increasing, but you never put yourself in harm's way. You never. And see, this is the big thing for me. I'm going to be 60 in June. I still want to stay strong. But right. We always talk about, oh, I want to train smarter. You want to train smarter? It's called the X3 bar. Because you can be as strong as you want, but in the weak places where you normally injure yourself, it's dynamic for you.
Yeah, the weight drops off where you're at risk.
It's so beautiful.
And then very quickly, so it comes with the 12-week program. I think on week three, I don't remember, I filmed it a couple weeks ago. More than 12 weeks ago. So we get into what's called diminishing range of fatigue. So you do however many reps you do, and then you go to fatigue in the strong range. And then you ratchet back and do reps in the mid-range because you can't get to the strong range anymore because that's a very high weight.
Oh, then, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, and then...
So you actually take the muscle to several levels of failure.
In one set.
Yes, in one set, yeah.
Yeah, so you're not letting a massive amount of blood in to recover because the problem with pausing, like if you're doing the board press, you pause and your body immediately starts to recover from that.
Right.
So it's really not as intense an experience as this is. This is absolute fatigue of the muscle in all ranges of motion simultaneously.
I love it. I love it.
Or in degrading ranges of motion, called diminishing range. And the effect... Basically, you need one set per body part. That's what I did for a year when I prototyped it. Because even though I looked at the data, I thought, this just really seems too good to be true. I experimented with once I got the prototype built. Oh, I should say that at first I was just going to write a book about ultra-heavy band training.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, find somebody that will make you bands that will hold 200, 300, 400, 500 pounds and train with the bands. The problem is a band wants to conform, right? So it stretches and it doesn't form a shape of a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And so your wrists get twisted and your ankles, if you're deadlifting with a 400 pound band at stretch, your ankles are bending inward.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your ankle does not like lateral force.
Right.
So what happens is you have neural inhibition, which instantly starts shutting muscle off. So like when you're uncomfortable, when you're lifting something, you're getting a crummy workout or not one at all because muscles are beginning to shut off. And so within 2 days of experimenting with these heavy bands, I'm like, all right, this is not going to work. I got to develop an Olympic bar, which, you know, so I can grab here and grab here, but I'm going to do an overhead press.
Right.
Where it can rotate. So the X3 it's an Olympic bar, a full steel Olympic bar. I coated it in rubber. A lot of people don't understand that the whole thing is actually tested the same spec that like a Rogue, you know, Olympic
right.
bar is, which has some significant cost behind it, which people look at it and go, why is it so expensive? It's an Olympic bar. And then the bands are not like the goofy little rehab bands that you know, you can find at Walmart. These are hundreds of pounds at extension to deliver. Not only you're getting more force, but you're getting more force at more repetitions
and at appropriate points in the muscle contraction. And this is the interesting thing about it. I want to take a break and then we're going to let people in on more about this device and also how they can save themselves some money. This is an exclusive to Supremo Radio offer that we're going to give you here. So just stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Mr. Bombastic. Welcome back. We're talking with John Jaquish. Did I pronounce it right that time?
Jaquish.
Jaquish. I'm sorry. I'll get it right the next time. We're talking with John Jaquish of X3Bar.com. Those of you who are listening to the show, this is just the way I felt about Power Block dumbbells and Power Block quick change kettlebells. I feel about this product here. This is a must have for your home gym. Absolutely. And you can get $50 off by using the code Superhuman50 when you go to X3Bar.com. Don't miss this opportunity. Because you will come back and buy this product later on after all your friends buy one and go, this is the greatest workout equipment I've ever owned. So I want to bring Tim Bruce, who is works here at Supreme Radio, on with us for a second because he has actually been training with it now. Right, Tim?
Right on, Carl. I've been using it for going on a week straight. John, let me say right away, you look really lean, man. You're doing something right.
Yeah, I am. I actually only use the product. I do nothing other than X3. And I'll explain, like, it's doing a couple things that regular weight training doesn't do such a great job at, upregulating growth hormone, which allows you to be a lot leaner Now, of course, from a cardiac standpoint, resistance training does amazing things for the cardiovascular system. My lung capacity probably isn't the same it would be if I were running out, mm-hmm. doing extended cardio. But I do no cardio. I do no weights. I did that. I was lifting weights. I had 20 years of weightlifting experience. And even through getting my PhD, developing the medical devices, I kind of mindlessly did like what everybody else was doing. Just didn't really think about it. I always thought I was relatively fit, but nobody looking at me would be like, oh yeah, that guy definitely works out a lot. Whereas after the first year of use of the device, I put on 30 pounds of muscle. And I'm leaner. Wow. I didn't check my body fat. I didn't even think about, like, I was still busy with medical device stuff, and I still am. I still have that business and speak at medical congresses around the world. But, now I'm just completely like a different person. My fraternity brothers, I go back for a reunion. They look at me like, I didn't even recognize you walking up. Like, just, yeah, totally different. Awesome. Lean. I've visible vascularity in my abdominals. I have veins in my abs.
So everybody knows that time under tension is what builds muscle. And the reality is that this device leverages that concept because you can spend more time under tension when the load is dynamically changing for the muscle's position and strength level.
Right.
I mean, this is what you were talking about before when you said you go to failure in the strong part, then you back up and you go to failure in the weaker part.
Right. It's like I'm under variable tension.
Yes,
far more powerful.
You can't do that with weights. You can't do it with weights.
Yeah.
And the other thing that you can't do with weights that people don't understand is every single movement you do with weights has a vertical relationship with gravity, which means that, like, when you do barbell curls, right, when you get past around the midpoint, it gets easier. Everybody knows that. You don't want it to get easier there. You want it to get harder there.
That's right. That's where the muscle is more powerful.
Tim, talk about your training with it. So first of all,
okay,
what is the maximum weight that you can create squatting with the X3 bar? Using the band that's made for that. And by the way, the band has a platform on the bottom of it so that you don't have that thing where the band is wrapping around your feet and trying to pull them off the ground. You're standing on a platform.
You'll injure your ankles if you try and do it without. It's called a ground plate. It's a polyethylene, really thick block with a groove. You want me to just show it to you?
Yeah.
Tim, you got one? Right there.
Oh, look,
yeah,
there
it is. Channel. So that channel underneath is where the band wraps underneath.
Ah.
So you've got a stable surface. Thank you for having that.
Absolutely.
Stable surface to stand on.
Tim is texting me videos all day. Here I am doing curls.
I just saw one on Instagram.
Yeah.
That was my 10-year-old walked out into the garage this morning because I normally get up at 5 a.m. and go to a regular gym.
Yeah.
Training with weights, squat, deadlift, bench press.
Right.
As you mentioned earlier, I've been training for 20 plus years myself.
Right.
Well, as soon as I read the information you posted, to give a little, just 2 seconds of background, I found you and your X3 bar through Phil Hernick. Ah. I saw a post Phil made talking about this product, talking about using something unique. And he's definitely been talking about training on unstable surfaces. And anyone who knows who Phil is knows he's a former IFBB pro bodybuilder, Mr. USA, in the works. So when a guy like that says, I'm very interested in a product, I went, okay, I need to pay attention. So that's when I found you and I found the science you were talking about on your website. Yeah. That was the first thing I started reading on because that's what interested me the most. Other than somebody saying, hey, I tried a product, I used something new, I want to know about the science. And I know the Superhuman Radio audience wants to know about the science.
Sure.
So that's the first thing I saw. But to go fast forward to my training today, I did a pull day today solely on the X3, where a normal pull day for me would be conventional deadlifts, either with a barbell or a trap bar and heavy barbell rows and heavy dumbbell rows. And then I would throw in some kind of machine movement towards the end.
Yeah.
Well, we all know the limitations of using barbells. So today I deadlifted with the X3.
Right.
And then moved on to barbell rows. And then I actually did a modified shrug version. And I showed that I recorded, my 10-year-old recorded a video of me doing a standard curl with this amazing tool, like you said. It is a legitimate, this is a real barbell, people. Yeah.
So it's an Olympic bar.
Yeah.
This is an Olympic bar with a rubber coating. This thing is heavy. It could be used as a weapon if need be.
Yeah, TSA actually doesn't like it. You need to check your bag when you travel with it.
Really?
So I imagine.
It's a 15-pound bar.
But the fatigue, the fatigue Carl was talking about with a barbell curl, you use this machine, this piece of exercise science is what I've been telling people on social media. Mm-hmm. They keep sending me messages because they saw a couple of brief posts I made on Instagram. And they're blowing up my inbox asking, what is it? I said, it's exercise science. This is science meets practicality for a piece of home gym equipment that you can store under your bed or, like you said, John, put in your luggage. Yeah. Well, the video I posted today was me shorting out on a set of barbell curls with the X3.
Now, let me ask you a question. Wait a second. So when you go to the gym and barbell curl, what do you usually end up your last set? What's on the bar?
Oh, heaviest set, yeah. 115, 125.
Okay. Okay. And at 125, how many reps do you usually do?
3 to 4.
Okay.
Trying not to use what most guys see as, you know, the power curl.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. The cheat curl.
Where it's throwing the body.
Yeah. Yeah. Curling, I mean, curling with your lower, they curl with their lower back. Oh. Yeah. So what did you,
the sore back.
What band did you use on the X3 bar this morning?
I use the green, the, well, right here.
Yeah.
Look how
this
thick.
Is the gun.
Okay, the green bar.
Yeah, it's important to point out that those things are almost as thick as your pinky finger.
Right.
The very first thing I noticed was the thickness of these straps. I've purchased multiple pairs before to use for squats and deadlifts. To add that variable resistance to a barbell, going, because we all understood there's a limiting factor with free weights. Once you get to any point where the joint locks out, the weight's no longer doing you any good. Yeah. It's actually harmful now at that point. So when I saw this, I was amazed at how thick this was. There is no way. If you wear this thing out, you're the Hulk.
So you, how many reps did you end up doing with that green band this morning?
Man, I honestly don't know. I have no idea.
It's on Instagram. You got like 8, but you did some diminishing range.
And I kept going. I actually kept going to where I couldn't complete, like John recommended, with the one set philosophy to fatigue the muscle through the full range. And when you no longer can finish the movement and your strongest range of motion, shorten the range. So my son didn't get that part of the video because he was doing it with, I don't know what he did, if he just took his finger off or not.
Yeah.
But I kept going until I wasn't moving the barbell more than a few inches. Mm-hmm. That one set was it. I didn't want to do anymore, nor would I be able to.
John, how heavy is the heaviest band? Give me an idea of the bands that come with the basic kit.
A little bit of it. It changes basically, you know, how tall you are.
Yeah.
Like Tony Robbins uses it, but he's 6'7". So, like, he'll use a lighter band than I will just because just even another inch of stretch can add another 75 pounds.
Wow.
So you do some trial and error and figure out which band is right for which movement. But, you know, that's, you do that on day one. And then as you get stronger, you can graduate to the heavier bands. But I'm 6 feet tall. You can get to, in a chest press, 275 pounds of extension. The best part is, like, a lot of guys might, you know, 275 may be their one rep maximum. I'm talking in generalities because I know there's
The average person,
100 posts that people bragging about what they bench,
right?
which is great for them, but ultimately, that 275 pounds you may be able to get to for 15 repetitions.
Exactly.
Because of the dynamic variation.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, there's not a lot of people that are doing
15 reps with 275, right?
Yeah, right. And then they're also protecting their joints so they can safely get to that. Then they start doing a shorter range, right? So they may only be holding 200 in the diminished range, and then they can't get to that place anymore. And then they're holding 100 and doing really short, weaker range repetitions. But it's absolute complete fatigue of the muscle in one experience. And speaking generally about human adaptation, the greater amount of work we can ram into a shorter period of time,
right,
the greater the change.
Yes.
So that's another principle that's just coming together in this, where it's higher loading, more repetitions. You're not limited by discomfort in joints. You don't even have any discomfort. And then all of that work rammed into a very tiny period of time. That's why this thing grows muscle 3 times faster.
I mean, this is, you know what? You gotta let go of your ego for a second. And this, I'm speaking to myself too. You know, we all pay attention to the numbers on the plates, but the reality is at the end of the day, we want results. We want to get stronger. We want to look stronger. We want to have bigger muscles. So if someone says, you can do it 3 times faster using this, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you take advantage of this? X3 bar, the number 3, x3bar.com, superhuman50, saves $50 off. And again, everybody needs home gym equipment. Well, you know what? This product, you can squat, you can deadlift, you can press, you can overhead press, you can curl, you can bend over row, you can do everything you need to do that you would do at the gym with this, and then fold everything up and throw it in the drawer and come back tomorrow. So what about the – well, you know what? I got to take a break. I want to ask you about the weight and the squat and the deadlift and how that works too, because I saw the green – the orange band is the really thick one, right? Is the orange one the really, really thick one?
Well, the colors change. In fact, pretty soon all of them will be different shades of different shades of gray.
It goes from
black to white.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't key it on the color.
Okay.
And they have the emblem of the company on the band now, but they're the same bands, just different colors.
Okay.
It'll be the darkest black will be the heaviest one that comes with it, and then we're also making an elite band, which should be about a 500-pound bench press. I'm projecting and that's.
I love this.
I gave a prototype of that band to Cedric McMillan,
uh-huh,
who was using it. Oh, like 4 repetitions he could do at extension, and then he would do 3 more with diminishing range, and wiped out. Like, I can't touch a weight anymore for the rest of the day in this movement.
You know,
like, I've never had one set that wiped me like that.
X3 bar. I have a feeling that X3 bar is going to change the way we train and the way we think of training. I really, really do. I believe in this product. I believe in it because, and you know what? I can't wait to get mine, and I can't wait to start, because I got a nice home gym. I have a sauna. I have elliptical machine. I have a nice home gym. This is going to complete it, because one of the things I can't do in my home gym is squat. I don't have a squat rack or a Smith machine. I want to talk about the squat when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Dirt again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrontil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrontil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrontil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrontil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrontil.
Atrontil.
Atrontil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better. Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Take it back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about a piece of workout equipment that I predict will become a standard. Even if you go to the gym and train, I predict you're going to want this and you want to work it in. Got a lot of people doing body weight exercises today. Forget about body weight. Use this. This is an amazing device. It's called the X3 Bar, the letter X, the number 3, B-A-R, .com is the website. We're talking with John Jaquish and Tim Bruce, who works here at Superhuman Radio. And by the way, if you want to advertise on Superhuman Radio, get in touch with Tim Bruce. He'll hook you up. But anyway, if you go to x3bar.com and you use the code SUPERHUMAN50, all one word, lowercase, you'll save $50 off, and that's a really good savings. So talk about – so everybody likes a squat heavy. Everybody wants a squat heavy. How heavy can I get with the X3 bar? I'm a 6-foot guy. What band do I use and how heavy can I get?
You'd be doing 275, maybe 300 at the top.
Okay.
And then diminish at the bottom. So the best part is normally the last squat people do is kind of just a strong range squat, right? Like the last one they do, they don't want to get into the weak range because they may collapse.
Right.
Right. So it's everybody's a hero, getting their femur parallel to the ground in the first couple repetitions, and in the later repetitions they don't do that. So, and it, for good reason, you could totally injure something,
right?
Whether it's patellar tendon or you just drop to the ground and hurt your back, your neck, twist your elbow, all shoulder, whatever. A lot of shoulder injuries are as a result of heavy squatting.
Yeah, I know.
So, right. So here, it's the opposite. The last few repetitions you do are close to the ground because you can't get up anymore.
Right.
But you can stay low because you may be handling your body weight plus 50 pounds.
Can I double band it? Can I use two bands or I won't even be able to move it?
Oh, no, you can use two bands for sure.
So
yeah, there's guys that do that.
Okay, so when you say 275, are we talking about just one band is being employed?
That's just the heavier band, yeah.
So theoretically, right. I could take the heavier band and the lighter band and put them on the bar and squat more than 275.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Try with a heavy band.
The first thing you're going to notice is how quickly you fatigue, because John hasn't covered this yet, and I want him to talk about this a little bit, is in the example, you're doing a front squat. So on leg day, on push day, the way John has the program set up on the website, it's chest, shoulders, triceps. One set, all out, very quick, very concise. The muscle's completely fatigued. You don't want to do anymore. So then you move on to the front squat. Getting into the front squat position, at first, to be honest, I thought it looked awkward until I did it and went, oh, that was easy. Really, I mean, it's like the first time you try it, you're into position. And that's because the bands are lighter at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly you fatigue, because you feel the platform isn't a – you're not on a squat platform that doesn't have any movement at all. When you're front squatting with a high tension, you feel a little bit of motion. That causes even more fatigue. I found myself fatiguing very fast doing front squats, and I'm a guy who can front squat 275 – you know, after two cups of coffee in the morning, walk out into my garage and just make it happen.
Right.
I couldn't believe how fast I fatigued front squatting. And what I noticed, one of the best benefits of this unit is there's no fear. Mm-hmm. Now, fear's always...
Yeah, you don't have to worry about dropping... About you don't have to worry about embarrassing yourself, dropping the bar, falling backwards, getting hit by the bar. Yeah, really. Interesting.
Right, Carl, because what happens to all of us? You rack the bar. You get to that level of fatigue where anyone who's trained for a significant amount of time... You know you're running down the path for 2-3 more reps. You don't know if today's that day where you're going to fail. Nobody wants to crash into a rack in a squat rack with several hundred pounds across your shoulders.
Right.
Or in the back squat. Nobody wants to do it. So most people will stop. But with the X3, you know all you have to do is not stand up as high.
Yeah.
Start doing 3-quarter squats and then half squats and then quarter squats. You fatigue out to a point where I wasn't even thinking about standing up and doing another rep. I literally just sat on the ground next to my unit, and my 10-year-old was laughing at me. He's like, "You look really tired, Dad." I said, "That was awesome."
Right. Well, hey, the reason we lift, 99% of us, is because we want to be as strong as possible.
Yes.
Right. It's not because we want to be good at exercise.
Yeah.
It's not because, like, I mean, guess what? Somebody can Instagram what their personal best for, really shitty pull-ups is, whatever. Like, that doesn't mean you're healthier or stronger. It just means you put that on Instagram. So ultimately, like, we want to be as strong as possible. So if that's our goal, let's take a look at the physiology. Let's take a look at some of the scientific research and apply really like some simple principles that have just been missed. And we can grow more muscle. We can be stronger and we can be safer. Now, another thing I want to point out is the bone density medical device.
Yes.
I developed that to treat my mother's osteoporosis. That was my inspiration. She now has a bone density of a 30-year-old. She's 81.
God bless her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, she had me.
I'm 41 years old. Wait, she had you at what?
She had me at 40.
Oh wow. So, yeah.
Yeah. She had me way later in life. My mother, Tim, you've used the device. My mother deadlifts with the second to heaviest band.
That's incredible.
For reps.
That's incredible.
Yeah. That's like maybe 180, she's a little shorter, 180 pounds at the top. She's 81 years old. So you think she has any movement problems? No.
So using the X3 bar and comparing it to the quantitative loading required to increase bone mass, can you do it using the X3 bar?
To trigger bone growth, really no. You need that medical device at OsteoStrong locations.
Okay.
And there's a huge athletic benefit to that too. Ultimately, the more powerful bone density you have, the more muscle you can hold.
Yes, right.
I mean, it's the chassis.
I was just going to say the chassis.
The engine.
Yes. Yeah. So anybody who's ever built a hot rod knows that you drop an 800 horsepower engine in a car that has a flexible chassis. After the first hole shot, the whole car bends. it does. It bends.
Yeah. Every once in a while, somebody will put a video on YouTube where they – take like a Chevy V8 and put it in a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
And they'll actually just bend the frame of the vehicle, destroy the vehicles.
Yeah.
Right. A Formula One chassis looks very different than an economy car chassis for a reason. And we all want the Formula One chassis. We want to be as powerful as possible. And so triggering that bone growth requires very high forces in very, very select places. And that device, going to OsteoStrong is not expensive. It's like $150 or $200 a month. And you can grow an incredible amount of bone density, very, very high performance level of bone.
I could see athletes using that because, in fact, there's good evidence, and you probably know this because this is your wheelhouse, but there's good evidence that muscle and bone talk to each other, and bone upregulates density as muscles get stronger, and muscles won't get stronger until bone mineral density upregulates. And because there's a feedback loop between the two.
Yeah.
The body doesn't want to snap a bone.
Right. Right. Ultimately, you can't squeeze your own fist hard enough to break your own finger.
Yes.
It's called neural inhibition.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Your body will shut your muscles off before you're able to create a fracture. Now, if you have weak bone mass, you're not going to be able to engage muscle, which also means you can't grow it. There's probably quite a few people on the call that can maybe trigger their own bone growth. But like my question would be why, when there's OsteoStrong out there, because again, you can safely load, and it's like elderly people have been building bone density very easily with this. And so an athlete can go in there and really up their potential of what they can hold on the frame.
So Tim, I know that you were skeptical when we first started looking at it. You said you really wanted to try it. So tell the audience what you feel about the product right now.
I'm skeptical of everything I see that comes out that's new. Carl's right. Everyone's always trying to reinvent the wheel. And as hindsight, you look back at what's come out, and especially in the fitness industry, in the last 25 years, the majority of these machines show up in rummage sales and garage sales.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw the science, like I said earlier, that John had thrown out at us. And I definitely wanted to try this for myself to prove it. Say, okay, if I do an entire workout with bands, with an Olympic bar, can it give me that feel and the results that honestly John was talking about on his website? And I went through and watched his tutorial videos. And I went through the science section. I've now trained two full pull days with just the X3. I've done two full push days with the X3. And I can tell you, as somebody who's been an Iron Warrior for the past, I'm 43 years old right now. I tore a pec bench pressing 330 pounds. You know, I've got all the ridiculous injuries that most guys get, unfortunately.
Yep.
And this thing is the real deal. The X3 bar is not something you're going to go on Amazon Prime and say, I want to try that. Where's that new $49.99
shake weight? Remember the shake weight? It's not the shake weight.
You put it on Amazon for that reason, because then it just gets lumped in with junk.
Yeah.
Right. Just people do a Google search.
Home fitness has a habit. Like, it just seems to be me that a lot of home fitness products are just garbage, and they're designed to be garbage. Because I think they're sort of an afterthought. Like, the people who really aren't committed to fitness, they go on Amazon and they Google like muscle or health or fitness or something like that. And they go, hey, that's $29. I'll get that.
Yeah.
And the truth is they may be pleasing themselves in the moment, but they know that you're not going to get anything of any worth at whatever, $20, $50, even like $100. There's selectorized dumbbells that go up to, I think, like 75 pounds or something like that. You can do a lot with a set of dumbbells, but this is something completely different.
No doubt about it.
Take somebody in and you can get, I've seen my own progress, and I'm kind of patting myself on the back here, which I really shouldn't do, but I feel, look, and have the performance of like a world-class athlete. And I got there at 41 years old.
Using this.
Yeah, I wasn't fit before this.
Right.
You can see my pictures on the website. So, like, that right there is amazing. And there's actually people now that I'm hearing from that are gaining muscle faster than I did. Guys in their 30s who say there's a guy in Spain who over 12 weeks, he's put on 12 pounds of muscle. He said, I'm actually gaining, and he's doing like an in-body test and testing his body fat. He says he's been putting on a pound of muscle per week. And that's blows my mind.
That's like incredible.
Way faster than
so you do. So you do ship internationally with the product?
Europe. There's a European distributor. There's an Australian distributor. There's a Canadian distributor.
So if somebody in my audience lives in the UK and they come, they hear the podcast or they watch the Facebook and they go to your website, they want to order it, you can help them obtain one.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we have, what about Israel? I know somebody who's going to want this. Amit Ram.
Yeah. We're looking for the right international distributors in certain places. I get calls from people who are just like big fans.
What about Hungary? I know a guy in Hungary that wants to pick up stuff like this all the time.
Pass him my email address.
I will do that.
Would love to have that discussion for sure.
I will do that. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I would like to see if I can get John to. I know that you have a unit there, and you can kind of aim your camera,
right?
So maybe we'll get you to do a couple things so people can have a better idea of what this is all about. But before we do that, I want to mention that you will not see me at Whole Foods anymore now that I have the Thrive Market app. I can buy all the stuff I used to buy at Whole Foods at half the price using Thrive Market. And we have a special promotion right now, which is $60 in free organic products and free shipping. If you go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad, you can take advantage of this. This is exclusive for the Superhuman Radio audience. Don't waste money when you can save it, and you can order from your phone in 5 minutes and have it show up on your doorstep. Two commodities, money and time, that you will save if you use the Thrive Market app and take advantage of their special offer. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice, plus free shipping, just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Age Force is popular. DHEA plus pregnenolone patches. Buy one, get one free. That's right. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and take advantage of this amazing patch that delivers both DHEA and pregnenolone through the skin into the bloodstream. Again, superhumanradio.net listeners, go to the website and click the Age Force buy one, get one free DHEA and pregnenolone patch today. Take advantage of this amazing offer.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The
ladies,
I really didn't know what all the excitement about was. People started talking about CBD oil until this company came along, H Hemp. I've been using CBD oil in the past, and I couldn't see what the big deal was, because it didn't make my pain go away. I'm going to be 60 years old. I've got torn muscles. I've got mutilated from not using the X3 bar all these years. And I finally found something that actually works. And you can save 20% off by using the coupon code SHR. You can go to superhumanradio.net and check out this water-soluble hemp product, full spectrum. It will work for you as well. So, on that note, can we get a little demonstration here, you think?
Absolutely.
The website is x3bar.com. You can save $50 off when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN50. And the complete workout plan is available on the website, x3bar.com. They've got an online 12-week program that's guaranteed to add strength and muscle. And if that's your goal at the end of the day, do you really care that you're not using 45-pound plates? I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
You know, people can also continue to test their strength and add lifts too. There are people who bring their X3 to the gym, so they do their regular weight workout and then do the finishing set to make sure they stimulate everything.
That would be insane. Wow.
Yeah. There's definitely people who do that. So, it's not either or necessarily. Like, for a lot of people, it's a tool.
Right.
And they can apply that tool in their way. Like, you know, like I talked to some CrossFit people who they thought I was suggesting that Olympic lifting doesn't work anymore. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely not. And if you're competing in the sport of an Olympic lift, you got to do that. There's a neural pattern, right? Like,
right.
You fire muscles in a certain order to get that job done, and you got to keep reinforcing that. But if you want to build muscle also, use them both.
And this is a great point. Yeah. And you mentioned Louis Simmons' West Side Barbell, but nowadays any serious competitive power lifter is using bands and chains. So there's a reason for that, because they understand that dynamically loading the muscle works. So this is great. So if you're a CrossFitter, keep CrossFitting, but start using this to get stronger as well.
Right. Right.
I love it.
So here's my gym. This is my living room.
I like the tattooed girl on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
That's
yeah.
A one of a kind right there.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It's actually drawn on her back. It's the map to the banks they're going to rob.
Oh, how funny. That's cool. That's very cool.
Right there?
Yeah.
That's Michael Caine when he was 23.
Really?
And I ended up rebuilding this thing in Photoshop because I took a picture of it when I was in London. It's like an old movie poster from the original Italian Job.
I'll be
and
there.
I updated a little bit. The girl used to be wearing clothes. I took them off of her.
Good, good, good move. I love your creativity.
And drew yeah. A lot of that woman.
Yeah.
And then had to rebuild Michael Caine. But it's a great, you know, it's like 6 feet by 6 feet.
Beautiful, beautiful.
He's bar. Yeah. But here, check out my gym. It's right here.
How cool is this?
Yeah.
Tim, how cool is this?
That is exactly that's what I was telling you about. I'm like, we could literally put this in a small bag and put it anywhere in your home.
Right.
Take it on the road.
No more excuses. Train anywhere. Train anywhere.
Well, let me make sure you can get me here. All right. So you see the open drawer?
Yes.
How about chest press?
Okay.
Right on.
That work?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. This is the heavy band I want to show you. You know, like here's the thickness of the band, and you can see my pinky.
Yes.
And in a chest press, you double it over. It's actually thicker than my pinky finger.
Right.
Solid. And this isn't molded rubber. It's layered latex. So very, very powerful. So hook it onto the band like this on both sides. So the setup for the chest press, I'm going to throw it around one shoulder, get it crosswise across my body, drop it over. So I line it up between the deltoid and the tricep.
Yep, I see that.
Between here and right here, yeah. And push away. I don't lock out at the top. Like keep a slight bend.
Yeah.
So more like bodybuilder style chest press where you don't lock the joint to keep constant tension on the muscle. I pause for a couple seconds at the top.
That is so cool.
Right. And like I said, from the load cell testing I've done, it's around 275 pounds at the top. And see, yeah, so it's already getting difficult to get to the top. So now
you shorten it up.
Maybe mid-range.
Dude, I can see your triceps have popped out from the beginning, from when you first started doing it. I can see them rounding out. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. And the blood flow and actually
yeah.
Bad lighting in here.
Yeah,
for sure. Tricep pushdowns for those who want to do more isolated work, ultimately. Bodybuilding style training. I had a couple CrossFitters say, "Why would you do direct tricep work?" And it's like, "Why would you not?"
But maybe that's your weak spot. You know,
right?
Yeah.
It could be, or you actually care how your triceps look.
Yeah.
Well, right. The simplest answer of all.
Right.
Like when I talk to females about this, really important. Women that have there's a lot of. Women who are not overweight who have cellulite showing in the back of their leg, right?
Yes, and the back of their arms.
How the hell do I get rid of that skin? Well, the answer is grow your hamstrings.
Mm-hmm.
As the hamstrings grow a little bit, they push out, and instantly that skin doesn't look loose anymore.
Right.
Because the muscle underneath is actually developed the way it should be. But women will do quadricep work, but they won't work their hamstrings like in a deadlift because it's dangerous.
Right.
They don't get hurt. But here, they can get the benefits. So there's the women that have bought the product and started to do that deadlift. Instantly, I get the comment, like, my cottage cheese is gone. And that's for women that's like life-changing. Like, they can wear shorter shorts now. Right?
Right on.
So triceps. Notice the band is around my trapezius muscles, not around my neck.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's doing a double with 275, basically, right?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Yeah. That is impressive.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is absolutely fantastic. Now, the ground plate, I can hook it under the ground plate, and that's when I do a squat, where I hold the bar up here. That's hard to show on the camera.
Yeah, but you could do a Zercher, you could do a front squat, or if you wanted to get into position, you could do a back squat with it.
I wouldn't recommend it. Ultimately, we are sagittal, like front loading. Now, the advanced programming for the legs, I have people doing one-legged squats, which is a different thing. I don't really harp on this in the marketing of the product, but we humans, sometimes I'll go to like a physical therapy conference and I'll say, squat's functional. Raise your hand if you think it is. And of course, whole room raise your hand. And I say, oh, you guys must work with kangaroos.
Yeah.
People walk one leg at a time.
Yeah. We live our lives 1 foot at a time. Right.
Right. You lose your balance. Are you firmly planted with both feet? Probably not.
Right.
If you want to be more stable as a rugby player, doesn't it make more sense to start training on one leg at a time? Because that's where you need to perform. The only time you use two legs is when you stop. So, or bracing for like impact. So I have people switch to a one leg split squat.
Mm-hmm.
So you get more weight through the one leg, but also think of the resources of the body when you're pumping blood and using ATP, glycogen, creatine, phosphate, plus your central nervous system to focus on a muscle group. Think of the resources that your quadriceps and your glutes draw. Tremendous, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Why not just cut that in half and only focus on one side at a time? Now you've got double the amount of resources going there.
Yeah.
So the advanced leg routine, you focus on the one at a time.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah. Those of you who are watching this Facebook Live right now, you're looking at the X3 band, x3band.com, and we have a special offer to the audience. If you use the code SUPERHUMAN50, you save $50 off. This is quite possibly the greatest, simplest, most well-thought-out piece of gym equipment. And I don't even want to say home gym equipment, because those of you who travel on business, take it with you. We just talked about this a couple months ago, about people using the furniture in their hotel rooms to get a good workout. It's like, dude, take this with you, man. You can do everything, push, pull, squat, deadlift, everything with this thing. It's amazing.
Well, interesting you bring that up. A number of gyms have actually bought 10 of them at a time.
And resold them.
No.
Oh, they're using them in the gym.
Yeah, you check it out at the front counter, like you check out a pool cue and the balls for the billiards table.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very you cool.
Have I, it at the gym. So like somebody that looks at that and goes, yeah, geez, I don't have $500. Well, I bet your gym does.
Yeah.
So get them to get it.
Well, it's actually $450 if you use the code.
Right.
Superhuman50. You save $50 off of that.
Yeah. Another thing I try and get people to understand, obviously I have a biased opinion, the inventor, but it also totally changed my life. I'm so strong, so athletic, and my workout's 10 minutes a day. I tell people when they look at that and they go, God, it's a lot of money. And I would argue that it's double the capacity of a Bowflex. It's one third the price of a Bowflex, which is the most successful home gym. And it fits in a drawer. It's also made in America. So like I wouldn't say it's expensive at all. I'd say it's a hell of a deal. But let me ask a different question. What would you invest to get 20 pounds of muscle?
Yeah, really. Really? People pay that much for supplements.
Like, yeah. I pay like $5,000 for that. Right. Exactly. There you go. So see it that way. It's not like I could get a gym membership instead of doing this and it would be a better deal.
No, it won't be a better deal because this
is wrong. You're not going to get the same thing.
Right. You're not going to get the same results out of it. And you know what else? So PowerBlock has been a sponsor on this show over the years. And their 5 to 50 pound quick change dumbbells are $300 and something. And all you could do is dumbbell work with them. And people love them. People buy them all the time for their home gym. I mean, when you look at this and the sheer number of movements you can do with this and muscle groups you can train with it, and also train it in a way that you can't do with regular conventional weights, it's not expensive at all. And if you're not spending some money on home gym equipment, you're missing out because I train at home. I had to train at home this morning because I had to come into the studio early. You know, it's like I did a workout. Got it done. I couldn't go to the gym this morning. And, I mean, that luxury of being able to use a piece of equipment like that anywhere, in your living room, you know, in your garage, outside, if it's sunny out. People will spend that much money on coffee at Starbucks over the course of 6 months and not blink an eye.
Right.
So it's not expensive.
I know a guy who bought one for his office, bought one for his home, and keeps one in the trunk of his car.
I could see doing that.
He's a medical sales guy, and it's just like, I am never going to be without my workout. I know another guy, the guy that's putting on a pound of muscle a week, he's in Spain. He travels all over the place. The guy's never in one spot at a time. And he has this series of videos where he does his X3 workout at various petrol stations, gas station.
Really?
Stops at the gas station, and his wife films him doing his workout, and he's just sort of chronicling what he's doing. Like, this today is I'm doing chest, shoulders, triceps, and squats, and it just goes through the whole workout. Gets back in his car, and you know he's on with the rest of his day.
Tim, you were going to say something.
Oh, I've got lots of thoughts in my head right now. Something I want John to talk about quick, if he has time, is you're doing some work with the military. You've done some training with special forces guys. I don't know how much you can talk about.
Yeah, I was specifically asked not to give unit, you know, numbers. Okay. But, yeah, some of the people that have purchased the units, U.S. military special forces, and law enforcement, specifically SWAT groups in the San Francisco Bay Area, are utilizing it and just developing tremendous gains. Ultimately, these are two groups of people who I think people ought to pay attention to when it comes to physical performance, because the people who employ them, U.S. Special Forces and SWAT guys, invest some significant money in training them, which means they don't want them to get hurt. So, like, for example, this specific SWAT group I'm talking about, you're removed from the group if they catch you doing CrossFit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of the injury potential.
That's Nate Morrison. Nate Morrison will be happy to hear that, right, Tim?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Nate will love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. If you want to be part of that unit, you can't do CrossFit. So what do they do? So they are using X3 because they're going to grow more muscle. They're going to be stronger. Now, here's something interesting. The difference when it comes to the special forces guys that I've worked with, they're really interested in – they're all about the performance, and they want to use the movements that are going to help them be better at their jobs, whether it's hustling equipment, getting places without getting as tired. Very, very specific stuff. So there's a couple like the deadlift they're really excited about. They're really excited about squat, really excited about chest press. They're not so much into bicep curls. They do them because they want to look good. But what's interesting about SWAT is they want to look intimidating.
Yeah, I can see that. Because
that's
a factor. That's a factor in a guy deciding what to do. Yeah,
mob kind of. They look at a bigger, stronger police officer and they think, you know what? I'm not going to mess with that guy.
Right. And you know what I was just thinking about? I was just thinking about football players, right? So football players, told not to bench press too heavy, not to deadlift too heavy, because they can destroy their careers doing this. This is a great product for any athlete, hockey player, baseball player, football player, even basketball player, where the risk involved in training needs to be virtually zero. And that's exactly, we talk about the safety factor. That's exactly what this product will do. It'll allow you to train as hard as your muscles can at every stage of the movement and minimize any risk of injury.
Right.
What about guarantees, warranties on the bands? If somebody has a band and it snaps, obviously that shouldn't happen unless you're.
Yeah, if there's like a true manufacturing defect, we'll replace it. What sometimes people do is they misuse it, or they don't line it up with the channel, and it goes over the top of the hook, and the hook punches a hole in the band.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, hey, if you crash your car, you can't take it back and say, give me a new one.
Right.
So
understandable. Understandable.
Yeah, there's replacement bands available by a couple suppliers that work directly with the factory that we work with. And we will have replacements available on our website eventually. Right now they're not, but we'll hook you up if you screw up a band. It's, not a problem.
So the website is X3bar.com. The coupon code is superhuman50 to save $50 off what I predict is going to be hailed in the upcoming years as one of the best pieces of workout equipment you can buy. I love it. And I'm just jealous that Tim has his already. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mine is on the way.
Mine is on the way. I want to thank you for being on the show today. I applaud
Thanks
you.
For having me.
I think you're brilliant for producing this product. I really do.
Thanks. Awesome, guys.
And thanks for making time, Tim, to come on and help us out here today. And then we will see everybody tomorrow with more Super Human Radio. Don't forget, tomorrow is Military Fitness Radio. And I'm sure Nate Morrison is going to have something equally exciting to talk about. We'll see you then.
Awesome.